You know, it seems like over the last several weeks, maybe a couple of months or so, I mean, the headlines, even before tariffs, were talking about egg prices and how high they are. And they were never, I mean, it's a commodity. They're supposed to, you know, fluctuate, but not like this. What if you were in the egg business? Say you had the Eggs Up Grill, which has, you know, over 90 locations spread across the East Coast, and you're in a growth phase. You think it'd be kind of tough. Ricky Richardson is the CEO of Eggs Up Grill and joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David, very much. Happy to be here.
So you just you get COVID behind you, and then they throw this egg price thing at you. But did you ever wish that you'd named it like the Spam Up Grill or something?
You know, it's when it's in your name, it's hard to find alternatives to fresh hand-cracked eggs. But we're powering through it, and things are looking much better over the last couple of weeks.
So paint the picture a little bit. This is a very fast-growing franchise. You've got, I think, one location in North Texas right now. I know you're looking for more.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're all along the eastern seaboard, along, you know, South Carolina,
sure.
North Carolina, Florida.
You bet. Founded in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina in 1997. We just opened our 94th location. You are correct. We have one in Dallas at Trinity Mills and Marsh. We're in the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama. I was just in Lake Charles, Louisiana yesterday looking at a new site with some new franchise partners. So the egg business is very good. Been tough the last couple of months from a price standpoint, but a lot of appetite out there for great tasting breakfast and brunch foods.
But historically there's sort of safety in numbers. I mean, if you've got 94 locations, you must have some clout in buying commodities.
Yeah, we certainly do. You mentioned that, though, that they are commodities, so there's only so much a producer can do in terms of controlling price. It's a commodity-based market, and so they are with the bird flu epidemics that took place and the actions taken by the FDA to destroy flocks in terms of trying to protect future flocks. It was a huge impact on supply. Demand stayed steady, and so the price went through the roof.
So you have... Well, you know, the model's really interesting because you have one shift. You know, one of the first outfits I ever heard that did this was Wingstop with tremendous success. But
it was one
shift, like 8-hour day. So you've got no turnover of employees.
Yeah, single shift operation. You're exactly right. Typical restaurant has about 25, 30 team members that work for that individual franchisee. The lifestyle appeal of being able to walk out of your business at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon as a franchise owner is very appealing. The single shift appeals to a higher quality of team member, consistently experienced, more mature. The luxury of or the opportunity to be at home maybe in the afternoon when your kids get home from school is very appealing as well. So there's a lot of very positives about that.
So there's nothing better than breakfast for lunch, unless it's perhaps breakfast for dinner. But is that what you're serving at lunch? Are you serving breakfast?
We serve the same menu all day long. So you come at 6 o'clock in the morning, you could have a hamburger if you wanted it, some salads, some great-tasting sandwiches. Just like if you come in at noon, you can have a fantastic omelet, some terrific fluffy pancakes, some great waffles. We've got the single menu all day long.
You know, you're a Dallasite. You lived in Dallas for a long time. I know you're in South Carolina right now, and we're trying to get you back down here. I think you need to relocate. But what do you look for? Like looking at a Dallas location, Fort Worth location, North Texas. What's the ideal location? Where do you want to be?
Yeah, David, an ideal location for an Eggs Up Grill. We love to be in neighborhoods, and we call them a neighborhood retail centers. So, you know, a neighborhood center that was anchored by, let's say, a Tom Thumb or other major grocer. You've got a lot of, as a neighborhood member, you've got a lot of traffic in and out of that center. I might go to the grocery store a couple of times a week. I might go to the CVS. I might go to the cleaners or the nail salon. So high frequency, you're close to homes. You're typically close to churches, houses of worship, community groups, schools, all of which play very well to us. We've got a broad demographic appeal. A very affordable and approachable menu, and our franchise partners really thrive on being a part of their community, involved in those different types of groups that I mentioned, supporting schools, supporting churches, sports teams. They enjoy being a part of that community.
So I can see you'd be packed, probably waiting lists and lines out the door on Saturdays and Sundays. So what's it like Monday through Friday?
You know, there's that breadth of consumer that comes in ages as well, lifestyles, different stages, different life stages. So typically on the weekdays, you'll see early mornings, more typically retired folks may be in, used to eating up early in the morning coming in early for breakfast, getting together with friends as it goes across the course of the day. You'll see moms after dropping off their kids from school. You'll see community groups comes in, might be a Bible study, might be a book club that comes in and uses our private dining rooms that we have for their community groups.
You lunch, have private dining rooms, really?
Well, we call it a private dining room.
Yeah.
It's a small area, 8, 10, 12 people in most of our locations, being able to host those meetings. Works for great overflow in our busier days of the week. But you'll see a broad range of from service workers to retirees to professionals to moms and dads that might be stay at home. So we've got a very broad appeal.
So the franchisee, I could see how this would be appealing to a franchisee. You know, to well, you got to start early because you open at 6 a.m.
So.
But,
well,
but to be
what?
Out of there in time to play golf, I would guess that'd be pretty good, pretty appealing.
You know, that certainly has an appeal to it. The lifestyle component is very appealing. 70% of our franchise partners, David, had never been in the restaurant business before. So we focus our operational model and our business model and our resources to help those that have never been in the industry before be very successful with this. So the type of support that we provide, the tools and resources, help them find their first piece of real estate, help them design and get that developed, and then that you know, pretty intense and effective training for both themselves and their team members in a very robust supply chain to help support the restaurant.
So give me the Ricky Richardson commodity report. Have eggs stabilized? Are they coming down?
Eggs have gone down about 40% from their high. They're still meaningfully higher than they would be this time of year. They will probably stay a little bit elevated through Easter. Easter has a big impact on supply and demand, as you may know, as people paint Easter eggs and use those.
They're painting potatoes now, I understand.
I wish they would. But we should see continued declines. Fortunately, FDA reports that bird flu cases have been significantly reduced over the last 3 to 4 months. So we're looking for more typical pricing over the spring and early summer.
Did you alter pricing at all? I mean, did you? I mean, even Waffle House was charging an extra half a buck an egg.
We did not. We met with our franchise partner. We stay very involved with our franchise partners, got a group of those together, and they were unanimous in their decision to not take a dramatic step like some others did in the industry, that their reputation for affordability and great value and their relationship with their guests, they didn't want to sacrifice it for a short-term, though painful, situation. So we've held prices for the most part, and our guests are rewarding us. We've had some great sales over the last 12 weeks.
All right. So I looked at the layout of locations, and you're in the process of forming either a backwards L or a big U. It looks like you're down through the Carolinas, down through Florida, then you're moving west into Louisiana, and now tiptoeing into Texas. I guess you're more than tiptoeing. You're in Houston, right?
Yeah, we opened in Conroe. We have a franchise partner in Conroe, opened his first location. He and his son have committed to do 4 restaurants in that area. We'll be opening in Austin in a couple of weeks, the first of 2 franchise partners in Austin. Should cross our 100th location by August of this year. We, as I said earlier, will be opening in Louisiana later this year and into Pennsylvania. We've got a great new franchise partner group in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
You're beginning to make cursive letters now.
You know, it's a broadly appealing concept, so we're excited about the growth and the interest from franchisees.
So who's the money behind it? Where did this come from? Where did Eggs Up Grill come from?
Chris Skodras was the founder of Eggs Up Grill in 1997, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
Chris is not involved in the day-to-day operation of the brand right now, but he is a franchise partner with us. He's got a couple of operating partners out in the Myrtle Beach area. Chris has 5 locations, but he's the inspiration and the heart behind this brand. We are based in Spartanburg, as you said earlier,
right.
And investment group WJ Partners is the majority holder of the business, and phenomenal partners to work with and incredibly supportive of the brand.
That's great. Well, we'll look for more. Are we going to see more around here pretty soon?
We are working with that franchise partner looking for additional locations and recruiting franchise prospects in that market as well.
All right. It's called Eggs Up Grill. We'll look for the location. Like I said, it's one of my favorite things is breakfast for lunch or better yet dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Three times a day work. Well, we only serve it a couple times a day. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch.
We'll go. We'll do takeout.
That'll work. David, thanks so much.
Ricky Richardson, Displaced Dallas site, is the CEO of Eggs Up Grill. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.